In many developing countries, lots of people leave the countryside to look for work in the cities. But there's something different about that migration in Ghana, because there, girls and women are the largest group of migrants. For years, Ghana's government has spent millions to try and keep girls at home and in school, and many younger girls have done that. But as they get older, these girls face serious economic pressures. Yepika Yibo has our story from Ghana's capital.
You don't just casually go to the market in Accra. Getting groceries is a once-a-week ordeal. The best deals are in the heart of the city in a maze of markets. Heaps of merchandise spill out of the stalls, and it's so cramped that people have to walk through single file. Then, just when you've reached your wit's end, a girl shows up and offers to carry it all for you. She's a kayayo. Literally, a carry girl. Kayaye, the plural of the word, are everywhere here. You see groceries on their heads, you see lumber. It's hard, sometimes dangerous work, but there are more girls doing it than ever before. By some estimates, more than 1 million kayaye are working in Ghana at any given time. They come for short times, usually to support families back home or perhaps save up for a wedding. But the most frequent reason?
I came here for later money to go and apply for school.
School. For 20-year-old Salome, it's nursing school, which costs the equivalent of $500. Salome is the first person in her family to graduate from high school, and that was hard enough to achieve. High school also costs money in Ghana, and fees start at 100 cedis, around $30 for a semester.
I rather decided to be a student because my father is, you know, they are also poor. They are illiterate. None of them have been to school before. So if they are talking of this education, they don't see the importance of you being educated. So my brothers, they stopped. My father said, there is no money to support them. There is no money.
Salome saw one brother after another forced to drop out once school fees got too high. But her brothers, at least, would inherit the family farm. Salome would get nothing. So her mother worked hard and kept her in school, and the rest of the family came around.
They are very proud of me.
Salome beat the odds and graduated high school. But she says in northern Ghana, that's no longer enough to get a job. She sat at home doing nothing for months.
All these things were heavy loads for me. That's why I decided to come to Accra.
To Accra, literally to carry heavy loads as a kayayo and make money for a nursing degree. Salome works every hour she can, trying to save up enough in tips. If her plans don't work out, she could end up stuck here for years. That's the fate so far of 26-year-old Aisha Idrisu. She wants to become a nurse too. Every tip brings her a little closer, she hopes, to the cost of admission. Not just upfront fees, but hidden ones too.
Even though you pay school fees, but you have to give them something. And that is what we students call it bribe. You have to bribe them so that you get the school.
Many kayaye complain they are caught between one unfair situation, education, and another that's grown around their presence in Accra. They hear a constant stream of horror stories about rapes and robberies. So Aisha pays a premium to share a room with 9 other girls in a safer part of the market district. She sometimes skips meals to save money and puts up with exploitation.
They think kayayo people are donkeys. They think we don't have people. We don't have parents. We don't have mothers. We don't have fathers.
But it's that very family that's on Aisha's mind all the time here, her family in the rural north.
So I'll work hard and get money so that my relative will never come to Accra. When I am somebody, I will help them because I know how Accra is. I have suffered before, so I don't want somebody to suffer. That is why I am struggling very hard to become somebody in future.
Then Aisha goes back to work. Later, I follow her as she carries 3 heavy boxes of dried pasta and canned tomatoes. They're balanced on her head, on a narrow plank of wood, as she navigates her way past moving trucks and market stalls and all the other carry girls in the city. For the world, I'm Yepoka Yibo in Accra.
Yepoka's story is part of our ongoing reporting project, Across Women's Lives.